Keith Rochdale into the third round of the FA Cup. One of your best days as a manager of this club?
Wow, as a manager of this club? I'm not too sure about that. Southampton away, winning 2-0. Southampton at home, winning 2-0. Getting promoted against Northampton. You know, the first time in 40-year recent history of the football club. It was a very good response to what I consider a very, very bad first 25 minutes of a game. A game that we could have lost within that 25 minutes, and it was probably all down to ourselves. So from a feel-good factor of the way that we changed the game around and turned it on its head and got the result, yeah, it's a great feeling. But I've had some unbelievable times at this club.
The way it changed as well was a result of your changes and making a very early one, bringing your captain and your centre-back off and changing the shape. Is it a better feeling when you make a decision and it does come off?
There's a little bit, you're a little bit torn as a manager because, you know, Oliver's been unbelievable for me. He's my skipper. And he'll be a brilliant player for us for the remainder of the season. But I had to make the change. I had to make it early. It wasn't working in our favour. Our game plan could have worked but didn't work. The players didn't enforce it, so I had to change it. And I changed it so that we could win the game. You know, it was important and it is important that this was a business game today. This wasn't about the league. This was me trying to earn money on behalf of the football club. Not about the philosophy, not about the strategy as we go forward, as we try and develop the football club, but about making money. And I thought we were very businesslike, and I made a businesslike decision in the early stages of that game when we went 1-0 down.
Yeah. Second half as well, you just seemed a completely different team. Did you say anything at half time? Did you get into them?
I was disappointed. I don't get into anybody unnecessarily, but there was a sense of disappointment because we weren't reflecting our capabilities. We weren't playing on behalf of the supporters. I think we'd forgot the salt and pepper of the game, which, you know, is a key ingredient to any football match. And I think we showed that in the second half. We showed that we can compete against what I consider to be a very good footballing side on what is a very good pitch. The pitch does suit us, but we're nowhere near what we should have been in the first half, and that from my perspective was very, very disappointing. But we know that a game lasts 90-95 minutes, and while it's only 1-0 at half time, I know that if the players showed the courage in the response that they did, we are capable of matching teams like Rotherham.